Computers have long been outperforming humans in complex tasks, including predicting the weather. Weather junkies are well accustomed to telegenic meteorologists making predictions in front of dynamic maps on TV. Where they get their data is stirring up its own little storm system in the field. Producer John Lynch has the story.
Why can't they just get it right the first time? This sentiment has been echoed since the inception of weather forecasts. Even though forecasting technology has improved over time, the demand for quick and accurate weather predictions hasn't kept pace with always-on social media networks and 24-hour news cycles. In other words, good is never quite good enough. Doubly so when tracking extreme weather events like Hurricane Sandy.
This morning, the perfect storm, still wreaking havoc after pounding the East Coast with towering waves and punishing winds. More than 7.5 million people without power right now. Nearly half of New York City in the dark and underwater.
In addition to smashing the eastern seaboard with some of the worst weather it's seen in a century, Sandy also revealed shortcomings in the way American scientists model weather forecasts. Weather models are complex computer simulations running on huge, expensive supercomputers. Information from all over the globe is fed into the simulation so that it can model the Earth's atmosphere and produce data that meteorologists interpret into weather forecasts.
3 or 4 days out, you know, everybody was bringing the storm in, so that wasn't such a big problem. But if you go 6, 7, 8 days out, the European Center got it, and the American model was at first taking the storm out to sea. But, you know, this is just Sandy. I mean, we've seen the same thing happen over and over again, including a snowstorm Nemo and, you know, many, many systems.
That's Professor Cliff Mass, an atmospheric scientist at the University of Washington. On his blog, Mass argues that the U.S. weather model is lagging well behind its European counterpart. But the difficulty in predicting Sandy a week out, says Mass, is only part of a larger problem.
That's hurting our ability to forecast locally. Regionally, to forecast things like thunderstorms or gap winds or whatever local weather that we're concerned about.
Storms like Nemo and Sandy have huge price tags attached to them. They put tremendous stress on the power and transportation infrastructures of cities and towns in their path and cause the kind of damage that takes years to repair.
Better forecasts have huge economic impacts. But just in Sandy, the ability to know the storm was coming and to move the trains out of the way, to take steps that probably save billions of dollars, even in the New York City municipality folks say that. We have an economy in which trillions of dollars is weather dependent, weather sensitive. So even a small improvement of weather prediction can have big economic implications and also saving lives and property.
American meteorologists have access to the European weather model and regularly use it in their forecasts, but there's a steep subscription fee to access that data, usually running in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. The bottom line, says Mass, is that the American model needs more funding and better hardware. Some funds in the Sandy relief bill, about $135 million, will go towards that end, but it only does so much to close the gap with our neighbors across the pond. For Word of Mouth, I'm John Lynch.
You can read more about Cliff Mass's take on the superiority of European weather models on our Facebook page, Word of Mouth Radio. And coming up, we're going to stay abroad for the latest online trends, memes, and viral culture. Brady Carlson will join us for the global edition of Here's What's Awesome in just a minute. You're listening to Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio.